Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes involving the themes ranging from alcohol and drug use, suicide and forced marriages, to violence, horror, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, and nations of people. Please see the show notes for episodes of details. Listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey.
God is very happy.
Kuni Guru is played by Buell Richardson.
And I then punch the Kappa right in the face with the cucumber in hand.
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
Raise the Xion, yell, and charge.
Yogo Sojabo is played by Brendan Thorson.
Spiritual backlash, just have one.
Now on with our show. The Suiko is pointing straight at you guys.
Soup's on! Get him!
And he begins charging his claws out. Ready to get you. Alright, Yogo Sojabo.
Okay, so I am in water stance. I am going to move over to the Ronin with one movement. Cut his bonds. Does that require a check?
No.
Okay. And then I'm going to cast, it's Path to Inner Peace, but my culture, the Yogo school, calls it Touch of the Hot Springs, which as a support action, blah, 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 it's Cure Wounds. So it's a TN2 martial art, theology check, TN2 theology check. I'm going to go ahead and spend a void point on this.
Okay.
That's the two I need as explosions. I don't need that, but I will keep one of these. Roll those explodos. Got another explosion and an opportunity, which I will be keeping. One more explodo. Sweet, that is exactly what I want. So that's three successes. Three strife and three opportunities.
And I do believe when you spend that void for an extra dice, you get to keep an extra.
Wait a minute, just a sec. Is it three or four strife? Because I may have to ditch one. Shoot. Just realize that. spiritual backlash. Just have one. I succeeded, but I don't know how that actually works. But with one of those, I will cure... dazed, disoriented, and lightly wounded, just in case, as while I heal three fatigue off the guy.
All right.
But spiritual backlash. Basically what I do is I write in the air with my hands the sacred wards of the Yogo to cast the spell, and a bunch of steam erupts around him, and then suddenly... explodes.
And he feels better.
The bruising and swelling of the face goes down, and you see a very beautiful young man. His hair is rather long. He is a Ronin. The headache is back, and it is... just really, really painful from your hangover. So you are going to take some fatigue from that. And you notice your feet, as well as the Ronin, you're starting to sink into mud.
Oopsie.
So you are entangled. You are controlling a kappa, so...
Oh, that's right, that's right.
He is over by Kuniguru.
Okay, so he is... wood stick.
It's sharp and pointy.
Pow, pow.
It's a bludgeoning item.
Yeah, he's going to run up with his stick to one of the other kappa, one of the enemy kappa, and give it a whack. So, since... Does he have to move through me to get to them?
No, he was over by Kuniguru. Okay. So he does have one movement.
What stance were they in when they started? I guess I choose...
You choose.
I'm going to say water, just so he can move twice, draw the stick. So he's going to draw the stick, move into short range with one of the incoming kappa. And they have... Marshall 1. And that's a miss with... So that's two opportunities. He's in water stance. He can move. Is there a limit on range band movement? Like two movements, like in Star Wars?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, just double checking.
Let's see, if he had strife, he would recover it.
Or fatigue, he could recover it.
Which one of the cap? I'm going to say...
It would be good to remove. It would have been good if he succeeded, but oh well.
Let's say your kappa was the one that had... No, it'll be the one with Steve. Steve, your kappa is at its composure threshold.
Okay.
Because it's stressed out with your inquisitive nature.
You know what? He can't do anything. I don't think of anything that really is worth it. So we'll move on.
All right. So the kappa that was just attacked by a kappa is going to retaliate.
Against the kappa.
Against the kappa.
Against the kappa.
It's kappa on kappa action.
Yep.
Only on pay-per-view.
Please subscribe to the Yokai Wrestling Network.
Okay, these guys are in fire stance. He has an explosion and two successes. So if you guys want, they have the unlucky tokens. All right, gonna roll.
Yeah, it's no.
It's all a kappa. Right. Well, especially since the kappa have a hard shell, it has a increase by 2 to damage it. So, basically, they're hitting each other with these sticks. Going bunk, 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 bunk.
Yeah.
But it will do 1 point of damage.
So, 1 fatigue as they try and hit each other with sticks.
Yes. So, that is on the kappa that you are controlling, Bren. Okay. Another kappa goes charging in front of everybody else straight at Kuniguru. I've got currently 2 success and an exploding success. Do you wish me to reroll any with unlucky? This will also be the last time I remind you.
You didn't have to remind me, I was thinking about it. Reroll the exploding.
It turned into an opportunity.
That's the dangerous thing about having him reroll. Like, it could be something a little bit more advantageous.
Yeah, it could be good, could be bad.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to remember. So what was the base TN to hit?
It's 2.
2.
Unless you're in air stance, then it's 3.
Yep.
Nope, I'm fire stance. So he hits.
All right. And it's a total of 4 damage.
So I have resistance 1 against physical damage. Okay. So I will take 3 fatigue from this.
All right. And it is now your turn.
So I'm actually going to have my kappa go first. It pops into Earth's hands and says, "Go away! Stop hitting my friend, or my boss." At which point, I am going to spend a void point and going to pull out of my robes some cucumbers. And if the GM allows me, at the same time, some flaxseed falls out. I'm not intending on grabbing it. It just happened to fall out. That's if you allow it. Otherwise, it's just cucumbers.
Just cucumbers, yeah, for 1 void point.
If I had to, I'd do a second. And it's like, anyone who joins me, you get cucumbers. So what would you... What skill? Is that a command, I think?
Yes, command. You are in fire stance.
Yes, I am.
You will recover a void point, by the way, because I have not told you a TN.
Yes. So, did the one... Does one success succeed?
It does not.
Okay, so I cannot use those other strife as extra successes. Because I have to succeed at the action for the other success. So I will be though keeping both my dice. So I will go up to strife of 7. Not where I want it. I want it higher.
Second rage and unmask.
Oh yeah, I was gonna unmask. You know what? I can unmask even if I'm not at my composure.
Correct. So it does have some implications.
Actually, for what's going on right now, it won't matter. So I'm going to first spend the opportunity. I'm going to inflict 2 strife on this kappa. And here's how it works. So I bring out the cucumbers. It's like, anyone who joins me, they can have cucumbers. And I then punch the kappa right in the face with the cucumber in hand.
That's not what you're supposed to do with cucumbers.
Yeah, basically he's like, I whack him the cucumber and it's like, and if you don't join me, you don't get any.
Oh my God, he almost broke that cucumber. Get him, boys.
And then that will put me down to a strife of 0 as I have punched something during my unmasking.
Oh my God, he killed Kuki, you bastard.
I was gonna name him Dill.
He's such a pickle. And that is the end of Kunigaru's turn.
Alright, Akira.
Okay. Draw the Xian. Look at the Suiko. Look at the Kappa. Back of the Suiko. Raise the Xian, yell, and charge.
All right.
Would that count as an unmasking?
You have to make yourself vulnerable so you could expose a weakness.
That's kind of why, that's kind of why I was suggesting. He turt that cucumber. Get him, boys.
Yep,
which is perfect. Because that is part of Kunigaru's unmasking, is basically hitting things.
Yeah.
Okay. I have it. Long yell, which goes into a cough halfway through. Little pant. Back to yelling and charge.
All right.
Because of the damage tart.
All right. So you're charging the Suiko.
Yes. See, martial arts, and I'm in air. And I'll keep that. That's 2 success, 2 strife, 2 opportunity.
All right. So you do hit him.
Okay.
Observe a detail about a character, or at the GM's discretion, add a small detail to an NPC.
All right, so this particular Suiko, you'll notice, has a lot of scratches and cuts as though he's been in a lot of combat. Okay. You notice most of those scratches and cuts appear on his left side.
On his left side. Okay. So the Gian has a damage of 4 and a deadliness of 4. So I just hit, so that's 4 damage.
All right. So he will take 3 fatigue.
And for the Kappa I'm controlling, looks at Akira, looks at Kunikuru, shrugs, and charges the Suiko again as well. Going Earth stance with a stick. Ooh, oh. Yes.
Except the fact he's unlucky.
Oh.
So, re-roll the white explosion. Except he's at his composure. He hasn't gone past his composure. Never mind.
He hasn't gone past his composure.
Now he will.
Now he will, yes. And that's actually a really solid hit.
With a stick.
Yes. 4 successes, 2 opportunity, and 4 strife.
You can inflict a critical strike with that.
What stance was he in?
Earth.
And you did notice that he can reroll 1 die per Earth roll.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, not worth it at the moment. Okay, for the 2 opportunity, yes, he is inflicting a critical strike. Okay, so that's 4. His stick is damage 1. So 2 to hit him. 3 damage total, 2 get through, because he's armored.
Then, what's the deadliness on a stick?
2.
Deadliness 1.
Oh, that's like almost not even worth.
Yeah. It's a stick.
It's a stick.
Yeah. He found it on the ground.
I was looking at his beak.
Angry at the destruction of a cucumber, a Kappa runs up and tries to take a bite out of Kunigaru.
Om nom 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 nom.
Is this bar going to hurt?
Oh yeah!
Macho Man Randy Kappa.
And you are deft enough to move your leg as the beak comes and bites air.
I told you if you join me, you could have a cucumber.
Another one comes running up, trying the same thing, only on the other leg. You step out of the way again.
Actually, no, it's as he comes. I sit on the first Kappa's head since it's down there, lift my other leg. He bites, then I sit both down, stand back up. I told you if you joined me, you could have a cucumber.
I'm picturing a Jackie Chan movie right now.
Exactly.
All right. The last one jumps up, leaping over the shell as a step stool, trying to bite midair, going for the critical mass of your torso. Only problem is he's a little nearsighted and misses.
As he bites, I pat him on the head, pushing his head down.
The Suiko is really mad. And hurt. Oh, and the TN to hit you was only a 1. I didn't get a single success. In all those rolls. 9 dice, not a single success.
Wow.
So,
Jackie Chan.
Actually, the first shot was only a TN1. The rest were TN2s because of your unmasking. My first shot on you is also a TN1.
Actually, TN2. I'm in air stance.
TN2. The Suiko swings one of his razor-sharp clawed hands. Let's keep that and explode it. And explode that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is going to hurt.
This is going to hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, remember, if he didn't target me, the TN increased by one. So tell me it's a three.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure
we
get that.
Thank you, because that takes it.
That's going to hurt less.
A little bit.
A little less.
Four successes. It's a damage four, so.
So I take five.
Take five. Deadliness four, razor edged.
Ouch.
But he didn't get a critical strike. And remember, that's reduced by armor.
Yeah.
So physical resistance. Like, I have two right now because of my concealed armor.
He's wearing the traveling clothes, which is two.
So that'll drop.
Traveling clothes should be one.
Nope, it's two.
Traveling clothes is two.
They're durable, mundane, and subtle.
Mm-hmm.
So that drops you down to,
Three damage.
But the other aspects, the razor sharp, razor edged.
Yep.
That only applies to crit.
But the claws gash into your side, ripping your clothes and leaving a large wound.
I'm going to go ahead and, draw my Tessin and slash him in the back.
Wait, who are you slashing?
The big guy.
And how are you getting there?
Oh, that's right. Never mind. I'm in Earth stance, so I will spend my maneuver to get there and my action to maneuver to get out of the muck.
All right.
But I am in Earth stance now. I know I probably should have stuck with water, but I didn't want to. I saw how big those claws are.
And this thing's only about a head shorter than you guys.
Yeah, it's a nasty little bugger.
Uh-huh. And the cop are about a head and a half shorter than him.
Yep.
All right. So the kappa combating the kappa. No.
You're a kappa
in combat with the kappa.
He's going to go into Earth stance and try and bite his friend, or his former friend. I don't know the relationship right now. I think it's complicated. And he's going to miss with...
He can reroll.
Okay. Reroll, see what I get. Ha ha ha! Damn you. Never mind.
You rolled worse.
I rolled worse. Oh, well. I could have rolled better. Anyways, one opportunity on a failed check, but I will reduce one of my friend's strife by two. Who needs it the most? Like your kappa. My kappa is at one.
My kappa is over.
How much over?
Four over.
Ugh.
Yeah, way too much over.
Way too much over.
Yeah, he will do that. He will remove two strife from your kappa friend.
Honestly, probably better just have the kappa unmask.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Okay, then I'll remove two strife from him. From Kuni. Or not Kuni, from Katsuki. Okay.
Yeah, because Kuni has none. No, did you gain any strife? Did Katsuki Hira gain any strife?
I can't remember, but...
Should remember. Well, then I'll just do myself then.
Yeah, because I don't think you did.
Right.
So, kappa on kappa action.
Kappa on kappa.
All right. So, he's going to move into Earth stance. And attempt the same type of bite that was attempted on him. He has an explosion. Two opportunities and a blank. I'm going to reroll that blank. Which rolled into an explosion. So I've got two explodies.
Remember, we still have unlucky.
You do, if you wish to use it.
Is he targeting me?
Nope, the other kappa. All right.
We've only used one out of five.
He is now over his threshold for strife.
They've used one out of our three.
Mm-hmm.
And he hits at base, so it only does one. Only one damage goes through. So damage three, deadliness two. But it is going to. I do have opportunities, so I'm inflicting a critical.
Wait, remember, hard shell, so increase TN by two.
So that's a. He was in Earth stance.
It absorbs the damage.
Oh, okay.
So, unlike Star Wars, I think you can do a critical injury without dealing fatigue. Because the difference between Star Wars is that fatigue is literally your ability to avoid taking a hit.
That's semi what this is, but you can say that you're going to take the crit rather than the fatigue.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know I can't remember the resistance, but I know he was in Earth stance and he has a martial of one, so that's. So I don't think he was over his strife yet, but he resisted by one, so that's a crit one.
It's a close call. So his shell has gained the damaged quality.
Ugh. Bit his shell. Oh no.
Yep. So if you've been watching any of the new Ninja Turtles, there's a big old crack in it.
Yeah.
The first Kappa charging at Kuniguru. There's quite a few Kappa around Kuniguru. Four, in fact.
Oh no.
Oh no.
So this one's actually going to be pretty. He's angry. So he's going to be in fire stance. And he has an explosion. That he's going to have to reroll because he's unlucky. what stance? You're still in fire. You're currently in fire, right?
Correct.
All right, so he does hit with his bite at you.
Okay.
He's trying to bite specifically that hand that was holding the cucumber. So for the first time, he actually hits you. You get hit there. All right. So he hits you for the base of three.
And I have a physical resistance of one. So I'll take it as more fatigue. I'm half my endurance.
Yeah, you do have to spend a void point to take the crit, though. That's one of the changes they made.
To take the crit?
Yeah, to take the crit, you have to spend a void point without taking fatigue.
Oh, okay.
Just letting you know that.
Okay, so I'm going to decide to take a crit. So now I do believe that it is my turn.
Correct.
As which I switch into Earth stance. And Kame the Earth embrace me with the armor of Hida. Or embrace with Hida's shell, as I do Armor of Earth. Let's see. I will keep that success and that success with a strife. And I will keep that opportunity with a strife. So, I succeed. It was a TN2 Theology Earth. And with my opportunity, the effect will persist until the end of the scene, as opposed to, what was it? Rather than just three rounds. I now have a physical resistance of four.
Holy crap! It's a
I wonder how well your beaks fare against rock.
I think the kappa now look at each other. For the cucumber!
And my kappa looks up at me, looks at the cucumber that he dropped, picks it up, eats it, and then smacks another different one over the head. He has cucumbers.
He said if you join him, you'll get the cucumbers. You're not joining him. I get the cucumber.
Then we'll take the cucumber from your dead corpse.
So, like I said, he goes into Earth Stance. Let's see. The dice show a success, a success, a success with strife, and a success with strife. I get to keep three of those. Unfortunately, I need four successes to damage him. But I'm not really trying to damage him. I'm trying to hit him. Just hitting him on top of the head with a stick. It's basically doing a, you're an idiot. He has cucumbers. Join us.
Join us. Join us.
And I have one strife on this kappa.
Akira.
Going for the kappa first. He's going to yell, jump on the Shogo's back and try biting him.
On the Suiko?
On the Suiko.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so far so good, so.
Actually, you know what? He's really an unlucky one. I'm gonna re-roll that explosion.
Okay. He's gonna re-roll that because it's an earth roll. Back to the explosion.
That just went from explosion to opportunity back to explosion.
Which unfortunately he cannot keep it the strife.
Unless the jumping up would count as...
There's not really anything that would unmask there.
Okay.
Remember, unmasking is like revealing a weakness or...
Right, okay.
Exposing yourself some way. Like in a duel, it's like absolutely deadly, but...
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's two successes and an opportunity. Reduce another character's strife by two. So the strife you took is gone.
You mean my kappa?
Yes. So that would hit because it's TN2. Three damage, deadliness two, but no critical, so.
All right, and Akira.
I'm going to target the Suiko's left side with my Jian. And not with that roll, no. Okay, I'm going to add a kept black die set to opportunity on my next martial check. And I'm going to learn the Suiko's demeanor and current strife.
His demeanor is contentious. So if you were to interact with him on a social level, the TN would be reduced by two for a fire approach, but increased by one if it were an air, earth, water, or fire. Or sorry, void.
Okay, and his current strife?
He has taken one strife.
Okay.
Out of five. Kappa hanging around Kuniguru.
Kuniguru smiles at him in the earth.
He turned into a rock man.
Can we bite Rockman?
For the cucumber?
For the cucumber!
For the cucumber!
And Kuniguru is just shaking his head and like, really, guys?
They're going to try in an air stance. Well, the first one is. And miss. The second's trying in a water stance. And the last one is trying in a fire stance. Back to the top.
Ping, ping, ping.
More like woof, woof, woof. Missing everything. They're really bad at this.
They're going to love me here in a second.
the Suiko, after dodging the blade, retaliates with his own blades, reaching out with his claws once again.
TN of three.
All right. So he's going to take that strife just so he can, because he's in fire stance. So he was successful. So taking away the three, that's two bonus successes plus his damage of four.
Ouch.
Six minus your two for your physical armor, so it brings it back down to four.
Yes, and I am at endurance, fatigue seven out of endurance six.
Okay, you've gone past your fatigue, which is not a good thing.
You are basically incapacitated, which doesn't mean you can't move. It just means you cannot do any actions that require a dice check. If you take another hit, it is an automatic critical, and you are the next step up, which is you are out. Right. Take another hit, and then it's a critical plus 10, which basically means you're dead.
Right.
The Suiko is looking at you with hunger in its eyes.
I am going to, once again, start writing in air as the kami form from the edge of my fingers into the sacred yoga wards and cast Grasp of Earth on the Suiko. I will get that right. He takes three damage, and I have an opportunity. I'm going to say he's immobilized. Oh, if he fails the check, he's immobilized. So that is a TN4 fitness, air 2, water 5. I don't know what stance he's in.
He's in fire.
He's in fire.
Basically, I start chanting, writing in the air. I kind of feel that's how yogos would cast, is just like writing their spells.
Yeah, I can see that.
He succeeds.
Oh. Still takes the three damage.
He succeeds, but only just.
Is pulling a weapon, what type of action is that?
That is basically it's a movement, or it's a...
The Kappa are just wailing away at each other that are out in front.
So, I've got four Kappa in front of me. The one that was in fire stance, it's like, no, 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 strike his earth. Let's see. So which ones do I want to keep? I'm definitely going to keep the exploding. I'm going to keep that one. So technically I need four successes to do damage.
How did that take supernatural damage? Did it take it hard or take it like acted like it didn't suffer that much at all?
So, I've got four successes. As I hit this thing, I punch it across the beak. What was the damage on a fist?
I think fist is zero.
No. One. Damage one.
Damage one, okay.
So, I do a point of damage to it and take two strife. It's like smack as its beak gets hit by this fist of rock. And my Kappa is seeing all this, is taking a few bites of the cucumber. He's going to try tripping. Tripping one. Knock it on its back to spill its water. And it's going to do the one that was in... Let's see, there was fire, earth, or fire, air, and water.
Yes.
You know what? He's singing Earth's Dance, but he's going to do water. Or is it the one that was doing water? Okay. Ah! Get you in a second. So I don't know if it would require four successes to damage. All he's trying to do is trip. Do you remember what the white die was? I think
it was blank.
Okay. But he is in fire or earth stance. So he's re-rolling that one. Which will give him three successes, two strife, and an opportunity. So like I said, he's not trying to damage him, just trying to knock him over.
Alright, he did not pass his fitness test to avoid that. So he is knocked down and out.
Like, I literally could, since none of the Kappa, sadly, are fighting me, I would just, like, bow to the Kappa, bow to the Kappa, bow to the Kappa, but none are targeting me. So I'm not doing that. Like, the Kappa are easy. I could wipe out the Kappa with a grasp of Earth and enough opportunity.
Thank you for reminding me about that, Bren.
Right. Akira.
Going into water stance, move action, move back one range band, two move actions, calming breath. I am under my endurance, fatigue 5 out of 6 endurance. So I have a dodge back.
Dodge!
Okay, the Kappa. Still on the Suiko's back. He's going to move around, spill some water from his bowl, and continue biting, exposing a weakness.
All right.
Removing strife. Okay, so 2 exploding, 1 normal success, 3 strife so far. Let's see. Okay, that's 3 successes with a bite. So that's 4 damage total, drop down to 3. 2 opportunities, so he's inflicting a critical with his beak. Razor-edged beak.
Yeah. All right.
Razor-edged, basically, it depends on the critical, and it also allows you to spend opportunities to increase the critical rating. Mm. So that's what I remember.
Yeah.
All right, he's going to see if he endures this.
And deadliness, too.
All right. 6 success.
That's like kink.
Still damages, but...
Yeah, basically, it's still a close call. Hit slices the character's hair or clothes, but fails to draw blood.
So his armor is now damaged.
Yep. Which is Yeah, the character's wearing armor, so it's natural armor, therefore it's not damaged. Hmm. I know, that sucks.
It sucks, but still.
You know, one of his scales fell off.
It was worth a shot.
The first Kappa switches into fire stance and had 4 successes trying to bite you. First time they've actually made contact. So... This is doing 5 damage.
1.
So drop down to 1 because of your armor of earth.
For the cucumber!
The next one also, in now that he's been injured, has switched to air stance and whiffs. The Suiko... He doesn't care about this cap on his back. He knows that once he takes you guys out, they'll fall back in line. He comes charging at you, at Akira, mouth open, ready to take a bite.
See, I tried to immobilize him for you, but...
Yes. Why do you think I moved back? Yeah. By the way, what's the Ronin doing?
The Ronin, kind of recovering and seeing what's going on. He's just kind of in awe watching what's going on. The Suiko running at you is just so enraged that he actually runs past you, missing you entirely.
It's a simple sidestep.
Yogo.
So remaining in earth stance, could I get up to the Tsukio?
Tsukio.
Yes.
Okay. I am going to blast a void point off here. And I'm going to... Wait. Oh, crap. Never mind. I'm not going to waste the void point yet. But I am going to go up to him and I'm going to draw my Wakizashi. I forgot that drawing a weapon is considered a movement action too. So, and I don't have Aijutsu.
Aiyawu? We ain't those craney things.
Or dragony things. Oh, wait.
One of us is.
All right. The Kappa are beating at each other. I'm picturing like the punching nuns, except they've got their sticks hitting back and forth. Another Kappa is hitting Guru with a stick, and the stick broke.
Guru looks at them. You fight honorably. He bows to them, acknowledging the honor of their fighting, even though it is futile.
And the remaining three Kappa that are battling you bow back. Water spills out of their head. They dry up and fall over.
And then Kuniguru starts walking to the Tsukio, ignoring the Kappa that just broke a stick on him.
Yogo just rolls his eyes. I just... Finally!
So Kuniguru starts walking to the Tsukio, ignoring the Kappa that broke a stick on him, going, whatever. Guru's Kappa looks at the three that are now on the ground, the one that's standing, sees that Guru's leaving.
Wait for me!
And starts coming after him, ignoring the other Kappa.
All right, and Kintsugi Akira.
Okay, as the Tsukio's charging by me, Gian up, sweep his leg.
Ooh.
Ooh, wow, look at that.
Go ahead and narrate how this looks.
Okay. Rinsound sweeps the leg, manages to trip the Tsukio. The Kappa on his back tumbles over, unfortunately dries out, reaches over, sticks the Gian into the base of his neck, at the scale that the Kappa on his back popped out.
So we've got a bunch of dry husked Kappa that you guys have been battling with, except for the two that are going bloop, 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 who stop, look at the Tsukio.
You're free. You can join us and get cucumbers.
All of us, including the ones not here, swear loyalty to you.
Let's hydrate the rest of these guys.
All right, so you actually guys all get a free advantage called the support of Kappa. It is a water roll, so with it you can...
That's a distinction, so yeah.
Yes, it is a distinction. With the support of the Kappa, you... can ask the Kappa to do small tasks, such as gain information, transport messages. They can act as spies, but they are limited to the fact they have to be near water.
That's reasonable. Like, we have an army of Kappa.
Yes.
Crap, we're in the unicorn lands.
Crap.
Hey, there's water.
And skins.
Exactly.
There is a total of 48 Kappa that you guys now command. You hear a voice from the tree behind you.
Wow, you did it. That's amazing.
Ah, hello again.
Hello, Gon. Good to see you again.
Gun is very happy. Now, Gun can travel the river in peace.
And eat fish.
And eat fish.
No, cucumbers.
Fish.
Cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
Fish.
And Kuni Guru starts cutting cucumbers up to hand all the kappa.
Maybe cucumber and fish?
No. Never.
Well, that certainly was a long fight. Good thing the magistrates made it out alive. The Suiko can be quite a savage creature. But having an ally in the Kappa may be more beneficial than what Yogo believes it is. We still have our iTunes contest review going on. We have 2 slots left, so you better get one in there soon, or you'll have to wait till next time. Also, don't forget about our fiction submission for our special Halloween episode. Deadline's coming up. June 1st. Please follow us on social media. Our Twitter is at SojPodRPG. That's SojPodRPG. Our Facebook is Facebook.com/SojPodRPG. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/SojPodRPG. It sadly isn't free to produce this podcast, so any little bit helps. And please give us a review wherever you are listening to this. It helps new listeners find the show and lets us know that, you know, real people are listening to the show.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and uses the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game's 5th edition rules by Fantasy Flight Games. Splinters of Jade is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games. Our music is by Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, as well as on his website, darrencurtismusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nix Animalia. Audio engineering and editing was done by Brennan Thorson. And thank you for listening.